name is Zakaron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Chasing Source, the ultimate guide to having healthy, happy, exciting, and immensely loving relationships. In this video and podcast, I show you how to have healthy, happy, exciting, and immensely loving relationships all the time with everyone, because you understand that the love you are feeling in any relationship, whether that is the love you have for your lover, your child, your friend, your sibling, your parent, etc., has nothing to do with the other person, but instead has everything to do with your attention, how your attention is focused, which is allowing or pinching yourself off from the flow of the love of your source, depending on if you're focused in a positive or negative direction. Because your source is only ever focused in positive directions. Your source is always and only focused upon the goodness of everyone, and is always focused upon what you like and want more of. And when you are focused in positive directions based upon what you like, love, and want, you feel good. Because when you're focused in positive directions, you can feel the love of your source because you're in vibrational alignment with your source and the direction that your source is focused upon. But when you're focusing your attention upon what you don't like and don't want in your life and the things you don't like about your lover, your child, parent, friend, etc., you will feel bad because you're focused in the opposite direction as your source. And you're out of alignment with your source, so it feels like the love has been cut off from you. But source has not cut off the love. Source never ever cuts off the love from you. You are the one who has cut yourself off from the love of source because of your negative attention upon things that you don't like and don't want, and the things that you don't like and don't want about your, you know, whatever that relationship is that you're giving your attention to. So you're either using your relationships as an excuse to feel good and be in connection and feel the love of source, or you're using those relationships as an excuse to disconnect from source because you're focusing on the things that you don't like and don't want. So it's not my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It's my God, why have I forsaken God? So enjoy my video and podcast, Chasing Source. Hi, my name is Zakaron, and welcome to my video and podcast. I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And I like to reveal the master keys to help you create whatever you want in your life, whatever you desire to have and be and do in your life, so that you can live an absolutely wonderful, joyful, and abundant, and happy, healthy life. So if you get something from this, please share with your friends, comment, tell me how much you love it. Go check out the amazing array of other videos and podcasts and goodies to help you create what you want. Have a happy, joyful life at zakaron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my amazing book, video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, absolutely free of charge, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Chasing Source, the ultimate guide to healthy, happy relationships. When two people come together and the love starts to grow and both partners feel wonderful all the time and it's exciting, and in your eyes, your partner does everything perfectly and can't do anything wrong, and the love just flows effortlessly in bucket loads, and your primary focus is only on the good things, and of course both partners are on their best behavior because they are doing their best sales job to maintain the love and the affection to keep the good feelings and the love flowing. So why does it feel so good in the beginning And where does the love go? Often in relationships that lead to the proverbial breakup and heartache and so forth. The heartbreak. And even in some cases, you end up even loathing each other. The good and the bad of relationship all depends on your focus. In the beginning, you are only focused upon the good things in the other person and upon your good feelings. And when you are focused in a positive manner, you feel the love of your own source flowing through you. So the love you are feeling, you mistakenly believe, is coming from the other person. And as long as you hold the other person as an object of your positive attention, the love of your source flows through you because your source is always focused in a positive direction and never ever focuses in a negative direction. Your source never ever focuses upon what you don't like and don't want. Your source is always focused upon what you do like and do want. So when you're focused upon the positive things of your partner and the positive things of life, you are using your partner and those positive things and your positive focus as an excuse to connect to your source, either consciously or unconsciously. So for most people, it is done unconsciously until they understand how the law of attraction works and how their own source works and how their own source focuses. Now, as soon as you start focusing your attention towards the negative things about your partner or whoever, whatever relationship you're focused upon, and the negative things in your life, you then pinch yourself off from the flow of the love of source. And we typically blame the other person for us feeling bad. And everyone is always chasing after the love of source. So that is why people often leave one relationship for another or have affairs, etc. And not because they are bad people in any way and they want to hurt you. And if it is you that is leaving one relationship for another or having the proverbial affair, you are not doing it because you are bad or unfaithful or any of that kind of bullshit. You're just chasing after source. That's all anybody is doing, chasing after the love source. Now, source doesn't ever remove its love from you for any reason. So the love of source is not ever here for a while and then switches over there. And it's necessary for you to go chase after it. It's only your attention in positive or negative ways that allows or cuts off the flow of source's love for you and everyone else. So it doesn't matter what the relationship is, whether it's your lover, child, friend, parent, sibling, co-worker, boss, etc. When you focus upon the good aspects of those people, you will feel the love of source flowing. And when you're focusing upon the bad things, you cut yourself off from the flow of love and the love of source. So that is why people are continually going from one relationship to another to once again feel source's love. And that is why we hate our partners and friends so much when they do something wrong or they withdraw love from us, because as soon as they do something we dislike, we are focused in a contrary way to the focus of source. So we cut ourselves off from source. And we typically blame the other person for us feeling so bad. But it is not the actions of the other person that is causing you to feel bad. It's really your own focus in a negative direction that is causing you to feel bad. So it doesn't matter how heinous the act is, such as your partner screwing your best friend, it's not the act of screwing your best friend that is causing you pain and suffering. It's your focus upon this alleged egregious act and your focus upon your own belief and your own victimhood and feeling helpless and powerless and judging your partner as being wrong, etc., etc., and being a bastard, being a bitch. That is what is causing your pain and suffering, because your source is not focused upon your lover and your friend and is not ever judging their behavior in any way, because your source only sees them as magnificent and wonderful regardless of their actions. Your source is only ever focused upon your well-being and your abundance and your joy, and your lover, partner, friend, sister, whoever you're putting your attention upon, your source is only focused upon their well-being and their goodness and their joy and their abundance, etc. So your source is only focused upon your desires for a happy, healthy, and immensely loving relationship. But if you're focused upon the negative, disagreeable, unlikable, unlovable aspects of your partner or friend or whoever is the object of your attention, you'll feel bad because you are looking in the opposite direction as your source, because your source only sees the goodness in others and the goodness of your relationship. So, the obvious solution to creating wonderful, uplifting, loving, healthy, happy, exciting relationships is to only focus upon the good aspects of those people and the good aspects of those relationships. Look for the gold and stop looking for the dirt. Imagine you are a gold miner in life on the constant search for gold. You don't focus ever upon the dirt, and you aren't angry at the dirt that is because it's not gold. You just keep moving the dirt out of the way and digging, digging, digging for gold and focusing upon and keeping your attention upon where's the gold, where's the gold, where's the gold. And if you have a desire to live a happy, healthy, wealthy, exciting, fun, loving, and magical life, then you had better train yourself to be a gold miner and look for the gold in every person and every situation. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to somehow manipulate yourself to love unlovable things. That's not your focus. Your focus and attention is to be Sherlock Holmes and look for the positive, likable, and lovable clues everywhere you go in and every person and every situation. Focus your attention upon things and people and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and turn away from those things that are difficult to love, like, and appreciate. That means look for the gold in everyone and everything and every situation. So if someone is a pompous, controlling, arrogant, insecure jerk, just look for one good thing about them. Even if it is an inconsequential thing, such as, you know, the hat they're wearing, the shoes they're wearing. Maybe she has a nice dress on. Maybe she's a total bitch, but she looks hot in that dress. Or she's got some really cool shoes. Or he's a real bastard, but he's looking pretty spiffy in his nice suit and his nice tie. Or maybe he or she is really good at one thing that you admire about them. So focus on that one thing and compliment them on it and edify that aspect of them to others. Only talk about that good thing. Only look at that good thing. And then find another positive thing about them. And another, because the universe is just going to keep lining up more positive things. The more you think and focus upon positive things, the more the universe lines up more positive things for you to find and see. And before you know it, those people are only showing you positive things. And your relationship is improving, and you like them a lot more, and they like you a lot more. And they are actually acting nicely to you. They may be acting still like a bastard or a bitch to everyone else, but they're treating you like gold, because that's all you're focusing upon is the gold in them. Or, you know, here's another example. If it's, say, politicians, instead of looking at the specific disagreeable character traits about them, go more general and say, hey, it's nice what the government does in general. We've got great roads and an excellent, convenient infrastructure that provides a lot of conveniences like electricity and water, etc. I'm so grateful and appreciative that those things exist for me and my convenience and my life. So if when you try to be specific about someone and it's difficult to find some specific gold about that person or that situation because you can't see the gold in it, go more general. That situation looks really bad, but I'm sure good things will come out of it. Or I like the feeling that good things will come out of it. His or her personality is, you know, a tad annoying, a tad on the disagreeable side, but he or she is a great business person, and they are doing great things with the success of this company, and I'm certainly happy to have this job, even, just leave it at that. Or my mother's personality is quite racist and judgmental, but I know she loves me and she makes an awesome coconut cream pie. And you know, ultimately, deep down, I know she loves everyone, really. But she's just been trained to believe certain stupid things and, you know, there's just fears that she has, etc., etc. And she loves her dogs, and those dogs just love her, and she does great things for the church community, etc., etc. So, for your more intimate partners and children, do the same thing. Turn away from, you know, turn the other cheek, the proverbial cheek, as it were, away from the annoying things about them, and instead focus upon only the positive aspects about them. What aspects of their character do you admire, and what things about their personality and the things that they do you like, love, and appreciate? You know, what things do they do for you and your family or for their friends that are easy to appreciate? And compliment them on these things that you admire, like about them, and appreciate, and identify those positive aspects about them to others. Do not think or talk about the negative things and about them, and before too long, they will only show you positive things, or the majority of things they show you are really positive, and your relationship with them will grow and flourish, and your positive attention upon their positive aspects will influence them to grow and flourish in their life and relationships with other people. And your relationship with them is just going to get better and better and better, and they're going to like you more, you're going to like them more. So, but if you focus upon the negative aspects of people, the universe has no choice but to keep showing you more negative aspects of people. And in the same manner, if you focus upon the positive aspects of people, the universe has no choice but to keep showing you more positive aspects of those people. You cannot create another person's reality, but you can influence their behavior and their happiness by focusing upon their positive aspects of their personality. So again, look for the gold. Look for the gold. You're a gold miner, looking for gold everywhere you go. So stop being angry at the dirt because it's not gold, and just look for the gold. Stop chasing source where source doesn't live. It is not other people's job to act in pleasing ways so that you can use them as your excuse to connect to your source, and so that you can use them as your excuse to feel better. It is no one else's job to make you happy. It's only your job to make you happy. It's your job to connect to your own source regardless of what anyone else is thinking or doing. And it's your job to make yourself feel happy regardless of what anyone else is thinking, doing, or not doing. Stop chasing after source through other people and find the love of your source that is always there for you right now, 24/7, and the love from source that is always focused upon your well-being and your abundance 24/7. It's time to let everyone else on this planet off your hook and release your demands upon everyone else that it is their job to act in certain ways so that you can be happy and feel the love of source. And allow yourself to feel the immense love of your source flowing to you and through you, by doing your best to always look for the gold. and focus upon the gold and edify the gold in every person and situation on earth, and you will create an absolutely joyful, prosperous, happy, healthy, wealthy, and magical life. I guarantee it. And by your example, you will show other people how to have absolutely amazing, joyful, exciting, loving, healthy, and thriving, loving relationships and have wonderful, prosperous, happy lives. And with that positive alignment, not only do you influence individual people to their greatness, but you even influence the entire planet and influence the empowerment of all of humanity to their awesome creative power to create whatever they desire to create in their lives. You do not create other people's reality, so you have no creative control over anything outside of you except for your own personal alignment. If you want to help someone else improve, or if you have a desire for the general improvement of life on planet Earth, then your greatest point of power is your own alignment. So get yourself into alignment with Source, with love, with joy, with abundance, etc. And then hold that person and the entire world and the environment, etc. as an object of your positive attention. And focus only upon those things in that person and on Earth that are working well and are beautiful and thriving. And the universe will keep showing you more and more things about that person and the Earth that are working well and thriving and beautiful. That is how you create heaven in your life and ultimately how you personally can create heaven on earth. So I hope you got something from that. Please share these amazing teachings. Empower your friends by sharing it with them. Comment. Let me know how amazing this stuff, how it has improved your life, how it has inspired you to realize how awesome you are. Go check out my a lot more goodies to help you become even more empowered at zakyron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my Master Keys of Success and Freedom at freekeysofsuccess.info. And go to iLoveFreedom.info because I know you all want and desire freedom because the basis of life is freedom. The purpose of life is joy and the basis of life is freedom. And we're here we're free to create whatever you want. And I want to help you create whatever you want. I want to help you travel the world. I want to help you become financially free, become financially secure. And I'll show you how to do that absolutely free of charge. And you're going to get my mentorship and guidance to help you do that. And I'll show you how that's done with just a quick 2-minute video or a little webinar or presentation. So go to iLoveFreedom.info. Give me your details. I look forward to meeting you. Let's have a chat. I'll give you a free consultation. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!